low win rates, excessive discounting, challenging negotiations. Welcome to the Sales Readiness Podcast, a podcast brought to you by the Sales Readiness Group. We're an industry-leading sales training company that helps businesses develop highly effective sales organizations. This podcast is about one question: how to transform your team into peak performers. If you want the answer, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit salesreadinessgroup.com/podcast. I'm here with Ray Makla, CEO of the Sales Readiness Group. How are you, Ray?
I'm doing well, Alonzo. Great to be here today. Thanks.
Yeah, so Ray, we discussed talking about selling to the CFO for today's episode. With so many companies tightening their budgets in the face of economic uncertainty, it's more important than ever to know how to sell to the CFO effectively. So let's start by sharing your thoughts. Like, what are your thoughts about why it's important to sell to the CFO, as you told me recently, during a slowdown in the economy?
Yeah, well, and I think you hit it on the head with the slowdown and tightening budgets. The CFO has become more important than ever. And I think we need to realize that they are now a key decision maker in just about every deal that a business-to-business sales executive may be proposing. And the reason being is with the tightening budgets, the level, the threshold that a CFO may want to review has gone down. So, you know, where it may be hundred or hundreds of thousands of dollars in a large organization, it's now come down. You know, maybe it's at the $50,000 level or even lower if it's a smaller organization. So I think it's likely the CFO is going to get involved as a ratifier or final decision maker. They have the ability to say no, but they're not necessarily involved throughout the sales process. So I think we need to anticipate that they're going to be involved, and then really empower our sponsor to be able to, you know, present and support the business case that we're presenting so that our ultimate proposal does get approved.
Mm-hmm. From your own sales conversations with organizations and from hearing from reps at some of our clients, what are you hearing as far as how are CFOs approaching their decision-making during a slowdown?
Yeah, so I think there definitely is more scrutiny. And, you know, of course, there's a focus on ROI. You know, is there a return on investment? And maybe more specifically, what's the time frame for that ROI? So I don't think, you know, a fuzzy proposal or one without a definite timeline is going to have much chance of approval. And I think we really need to be specific about, you know, what the costs are, but also where that value is going to be returned. So is it because we're, you know, improving productivity? Are we reducing cost? You know, if we're improving the top line, can we show how that's going to happen and how it's going to generate more revenue than, you know, the cost of the proposal? So those are the kinds of things that the CFO is interested in. And I think we really need to be speaking the language of a CFO in terms of, you know, capital versus operating expense, return on investment, and the cost of capital, you know, the kind of things that a CFO would be really interested in, you know, performing their duties.
Any details on how you think CFOs view risk during a slowdown?
Well, sure. I think risk, you know, is a case of mitigating or managing, at least understanding, are we likely to get the return for the investment that we're making? And are there impacts on the organization? So, you know, I think in general, what the CFO doesn't want to see is out of control spending or investments that aren't returning, you know, a benefit. And so we really need to think about, is this a problem that needs to be solved? Is this the right solution? And is this a cost-effective way of going about solving that problem? So the CFO, you know, they're not going to say no to everything, but there needs to be a very compelling case, and it needs to be one that, you know, is in alignment with the organization and strategic priorities that they're trying to accomplish.
Let's talk about the sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you would do differently versus how teams were doing it before, now that we are talking about keeping the CFO in mind when crafting a sales pitch?
Yeah, well, I think we need to really do our homework, have our numbers in order, if you will. And when we're presenting, you know, the CFO isn't going to have a lot of tolerance for ambiguous numbers or intangible benefits. Not that they aren't important, but they're really going to want to see, is this a thoughtful analysis? Is there a real business case? And I think as soon as it starts looking like there's a lot of fluff or the benefits are exaggerated, then they're going to dive into more detail, I think. So I think we really need to work with our key sponsor, our stakeholder that we're working with before the CFO, to build that case. And in some cases, we have to enable them to present, because the salesperson won't even have the conversation with the CFO. That's going to happen behind closed doors. So I think we need to really partner with our sponsors to build a very solid business case and presentation that then they can take forward for approval.
Do you have a recent example or story that comes to mind that showcases this approach of highlighting the value of the product of or a service when bringing this to a CFO, especially during a slowdown?
Yeah, I mean, I can think of one where we worked very closely with a client to be able to calculate and prove a return on investment. And so we helped them with that analysis, and in this case, for a sales management solution, where they were looking at the cost of hiring, they were looking at onboarding and ramp-up time, and they were looking at attrition as all metrics that could potentially be influenced through better sales management. And so by making some assumptions and then projecting the numbers out, there was quite a compelling case if they could keep people on board, make them more productive, and help the sales team, perform at a higher level. The program had a very significant ROI, and that was able to get approved when they finally went forward for budget approval.
Let's talk about building relationships. This is an important part of the sales process, and as it relates to the CFO, are there any strategies, whether it's on communication style or how to build trust and credibility as it relates specifically to the CFO? Are there any tactics that you would can share with us that differ from the typical key stakeholder? And obviously, there is a custom approach for each, but let's talk about the CFO.
Sure. Yeah. And I mean, ideally, we can and do have the opportunity to meet with the CFO. As we said, often in large organizations, that's going to be very difficult. What we should do is really plant the seed and work with our key sponsor that's within their benefit to have us be part of that, to present or be part of those conversations. And if that happens, then understanding the persona of that CFO, what do they care about? How do they communicate? How do they like to consume information? And I think maybe our sponsor or a customer coach could help us understand how that person is wired, if you will, and how they communicate. But just by the position, we can anticipate that they're probably going to be fairly analytical. They're going to want to see the numbers and the detail behind that. And they're going to be more, matter of fact and maybe direct in communication style. So if we come in with a lot of antics and fluffy language and embellishing the presentation, they're probably not going to have much patience for that. And we may find that our meeting's getting cut short if we are presenting. Where if we come in with a thoughtful analysis, break it down, and be very respectful of their time, that we don't have an hour to spend telling stories, we better be very clear about what it is, the problem that we're solving, how our solution addresses that problem, and why it's a cost-effective way to respond to that issue.
Yeah, and then you may have already covered on this, but what do you think are some of the challenges, the main challenges CFOs are facing right now as it regards to reaching the company's goals during this slowdown? And how can we demonstrate that we have a deep understanding for these challenges during the sales process?
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the common themes we're hearing across clients is this idea of having to do more with less. And so, you know, with that rally cry, I think we need to be able to show how our solutions are able to do that. You know, not that they're not willing to spend any money or invest any money, but there must be a strong case for that, and that this is going to allow them to do more, either through improving productivity, increasing the top line, efficiency, you know, really improving the way the business operates. So, you know, I think that's one of the challenges that we need to address with the CFO is how do we help them do that? And how do we make it comfortable and confident that we're the right partner to work with them, you know, to solve that problem or to move forward? Because the last thing they want to do is, you know, increase cost and then have a project go off track or have to invest additional money that's not supporting the organizational objectives.
What are some of the biggest mistakes that you may have seen or you could foresee reps doing when selling during these times as it regards to the CFO?
Yeah, well, one that might not be obvious, but that we should consider is if we're working with a sponsor, so say we're selling into a different area of the business, but that business leader has to present to the CFO, we should really consider the reputation of that individual. And, you know, maybe by getting an idea, have they sold this kind of a project internally in the past? What's their reputation? But I think one of the challenges is if somebody, you know, maybe the idea person and they're known for bringing up a lot of ideas that then get shot down, that's going to hurt our credibility as well. So I think one of the mistakes is not spending the time with our sponsor to make sure we know how they're going to present. Have they been thoughtful about the way they are going to present this solution? And is it one that, you know, the CFO is likely to get behind? So I think that's a key mistake. I think the other mistake is maybe not doing enough of our own research and analysis to show how this initiative is aligned with the business objectives and the strategy of the company. So if we can make a link to the CEO's priorities, to the board's priorities, to where the organization is heading, then the CFO is much more likely to nod in or understand that linkage. If it feels like it's just a pet project or something that's maybe a luxury item or not required, then I think it's much easier for the CFO to say, well, that's not in our top three priorities, so we're not going to do it. So I think we need to work hard to make the linkage between what we're offering and the strategic objectives of the organization.
Mm-hmm. Are there any specific questions that you would suggest asking early in the sales process? Because we're most opportunities, correct me if I'm wrong, we're not going to meet with a CFO. That's someone who's going to come later in the process. But is there something that reps can do early in the process to start gathering that information and start prepping this pitch for later in the process to be relevant and show that deep understanding to the CFO's needs?
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic question and one that a lot of sales executives forget or neglect to ask, which is how will the CFO be involved in this decision? What's the approval process look like? Mm. And what criteria does the organization use to approve this level of investment or this type of investment? Because often I think we feel like we have such a great solution with our key sponsor that they're all for it. But what they don't realize is there are additional hoops that need to be jumped through or approvals that need to happen, as well as with procurement to be able to ensure that you're a qualified vendor, that it meets a certain threshold, that you've mitigated risk, and that you're going to get the return on investment. So I think we should be asking those questions early in our discovery process to really, ferret out or understand what the decision making and the financial approval process looks like so that we can work with our key sponsor to move forward and, you know, ultimately get approval.
Fantastic. Ray, do you have any final thoughts on this topic that you think that you want to re-emphasize, or something that you think we may have missed touching on?
Well, one concept I guess I'll just close with that I think is really important is, you know, a lot of people talk about return on investment, and, you know, certainly that's an important concept and one that's going to resonate with the CFO. You know, is there an investment? Is there a return for the investment they're making? But I think you can counter that with a COI, and it's a term that I picked up on and I think is really important to consider, and that's the cost of inaction. And so, you know, when we're talking to the CFO, when we're putting our proposals together, I think we should also calculate what is the cost of doing nothing. In other words, if they're losing money because of inefficiencies or poor productivity or turnover, attrition, maybe it's they're missing their sales number. What's that costing the organization? Because even though it's going to take an investment to fix it, there is a cost of maintaining the status quo. And I think if we've done our homework and we're able to present that case, that will resonate that, okay, we need to make an investment, but you're losing money either way. And that makes for a more compelling case when you present your proposal.
Fantastic. Yeah, you share some very practical advice here today, Ray. Thank you so much.
That's great. No, good luck to everyone. The year of the CFO. And I think, you know, by keeping some of these concepts in mind, hopefully we're better prepared to advance our proposals.
The market is changing, making sales skills more important than ever before. How to transform your team into peak performers? If you want the answer, plus free resources for podcast listeners, visit salesreadinessgroup.com/podcast.